All right. I see the house is almost full, so you're interested, I hope. Bjorn here is going to tell us about Nextcloud Talk. It's the first time we have Nextcloud in the house, so please, good round of applause and take it away.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Thanks a lot for having me. It's the first time that I speak here in this deaf room, and it's really nice to be here and talk a little bit about communication platforms. Most of you probably know Nextcloud as a file sync and share solution, but these days Nextcloud does a lot of more stuff. And some people might think or ask, why are you doing more? Aren't you just a file sync and share solution? Why are you now expand into other areas? And I want to show you a little bit or give you the motivation behind us, why we are thinking we should go this direction and why we are going this direction. And what we discover is everywhere where we go, no matter if it's big organizations, small organizations, but also your sports club, whatever, everybody who runs Nextcloud these days, what we find out, next to Nextcloud, they also have a bunch of other tools. And most of the time, they use something like Microsoft Teams, especially in the development community. Slack is something which is really famous these days and widely used. Skype for Business, if you go more to the business context, Zoom and so on. So we asked ourselves, why does this happen? And the answer, of course, is quite simple, because people like to communicate, right? And often it's not just that you like communicate, but you have to. As soon as you start working on stuff, at some point you reach the point where you want to discuss with your colleagues, with your friends, whatever, what you are doing and want to communicate with them. And then people leave their Nextcloud and start their communication tool, whatever, and continues there. So why do we do Nextcloud Talk? We think that communication always happens in a context. Most of the time you don't communicate just out of any context, but most of the time there's some context attached to it. And if you look at business environments or organizations or other groups, the context most of the time are your documents, your files. So if your files are already there in your platform and all your work already happens there, you upload the files there, sync them there, you edit your documents maybe there, why shouldn't you also start your communication there? I think this had many advantages. One advantage is that we can really have a deep integration in all the other workflows, which will result at the end in a good user experience, in a good user interface, which at the end increase your productivity. So this was one of the main thoughts we had and the main motivations why we did Nextcloud Talk. And also I think people deserve freedom for the whole, for the communication like they enjoy it for their file sync and share platform. So freedom shouldn't stop at your files, because if you have your files in your own Nextcloud, in your own environment, but all the day, if you edit your documents, if you discuss the documents with people, then you upload it to some other cloud platform, communication platform, collaboration platform, then you can be happy that in the morning when you wake up, your files are all under your control in your server, but during the day, they're flying around on all these other platforms and you lose control again. And I think this comes all together. They should be all under your control. So if I talk about freedom, basically has the same freedom as you know from Nextcloud Files. Like Nextcloud Files, also Nextcloud Talk is, of course, 100% OM free software. There is no proprietary non-free components. It's heavily based on open standards. For example, for the whole communication, for video, audio, we are using WebRTC in the background. It's completely on-premise, so it runs on your infrastructure. It's just that you enable one more app in your Nextcloud, and then you have the whole Talk functionality. It's federated and decentralized, and federation is at the moment in the development. This will come at some point in time, but it's still already decentralized, and by handing out public links, I will show you later more, you can already invite people, external people, to your rooms. And you have the full control over your data, and I've talked about your data, I mean both the communication which happens at the moment, so all the chat messages you type into, this all stays in your environment, your server, but also all the metadata, so also the question who talks to whom and when, stay always on your server, because the only connection is from your device to your server, and everything happens in this environment. So you stay in full control over your complete files, communication, metadata, and so on. And digital sovereignty is a huge topic these days, also in the political environment. I'm really happy that this becomes more a topic, especially in Europe. And I really think digital sovereignty shouldn't stop at your files. But if you really want to have digital sovereignty, you need to look at the whole stack on your whole IT infrastructure, and only if you control everything, then you have digital sovereignty. You shouldn't stop at just looking at one piece and say, oh, my files are on my own file server, I'm fine. No, you have to look at the whole thing which you are using. I want to show you a little bit about the architecture of Nextcloud and Nextcloud Talk. So what you see here, that's the typical Nextcloud architecture. There is nothing Nextcloud specific in it. If you have a small setup, it can be way smaller. That's already a bit bigger setup where you say you have two web servers with two Nextcloud servers with a load balancer in front of it. You might have a database cluster, a storage, and user management, which can be LDAP, but can be also an internal user management, something else. And you have a ready server for caching. But as I said, that's already a little bit bigger setup, especially if you use it just for yourself at home. Many people run Nextcloud completely fine on a Raspberry Pi, for example. So it can really scale up from a really small machine up to really big machines. Our biggest user has 20 million of users on their Nextcloud, for example. And it's fascinating because it's all the same software. The Raspberry Pi user uses the exact same software. There's no line of code different than this 20 million users installation. And we're talking about Nextcloud Talk. Nextcloud Talk is based on WebRTC, as I said before. So people who are familiar with this know that WebRTC creates peer-to-peer connection between all the participants. So depending on how many people are in the room and how good the bandwidth is, our experience is that this works good for 5 to 6 people if you have video enabled, and then it can become a bit difficult that everybody gets the signal without any interruption and so on. So therefore, at Nextcloud, we developed also high-performance backend, which bundles all the streams and then send it out to the participants again. That's especially useful for bigger installations, for big customers, because then they can scale up the rooms to hundreds of users. And we have a push proxy, which we run as a service, so everybody who installed the Nextcloud Talk app by their own directly use this push proxy. This enables us that if you get a text message or if someone tries to call you, your mobile phone will ring like a normal incoming call. You can pick it up and you are in your Nextcloud Talk session. It really feels like a normal telephone system. And the push proxy only wakes up your client, so you don't have to worry about privacy or something like this. We don't send any payload about the push proxy. We just send the information, please wake up this device, and the push proxy will wake up this device, and then the device will fetch the information from your server. But you can also, as a bigger installation, run the push proxy completely in your own infrastructure if you want. So if you have it without a, here you see two graphs, how it looks like with and without a high-performance backend. It's in both times linear, but you see that the curve gets way flatter if you have the high-performance backend. For 200 participants, normally you have to maintain 200 connections, which can be already quite expensive for normal network connections. With the high-performance backend, it goes down to 100 connections, and it becomes even more interesting if you look at the outgoing connection, because most of the internet connections are these days asynchronous, and most of the time the bottleneck is your upload, not your download so much. And for the upload, it's really a big improvement with the high-performance backend, because there you only, no matter how many people are in the room, you only send your stream only once to this high-performance backend, but of course you still receive all the other participants. So the upload... So in this case, you really have a linear, always just send one signal, but what you receive, of course, still gets up. And there you can get a really nice improvement. And I know from bigger installations which use this with sessions where more than 100 people are in the room, and this works quite fine. So Nextcloud these days is more than just file sync and share. That's still one of our core components. But we integrate Office solutions, so you can edit your Office documents directly in Nextcloud. We have this Nextcloud Talk, as I said before, and we also have a groupware component. And it's important to understand that you don't have to use all this stuff. It's all modular in Nextcloud. It's all just separate apps. So you decide what you want disabled and enabled. If you stick with just simple file sync and share solution, fine. If you just want to use Talk for communication and don't care about the other rest, that's also fine. So you can decide what functionality you want to enable and just disable the other parts. Now I want to go with you through some typical use cases to show you how Nextcloud Talk looks in practice and how this works. One example is the typical day-to-day work, but this could be also your family or your sports club or whatever. That's basically the Slack use case, how I like to call it. That's where you have multiple rooms, you have one-to-one rooms, you can create group rooms, and then you can start chatting with the people. And you see in the left side, you see the room list, in the middle, the chat, and on the right side, you see some additional information. You can add next out projects to a group, so you can directly add some files to the group. If you want to get a work on files, you can create projects to where you say, okay, that's the room where we discuss stuff, that's the folder with all the files for the project. You can attach a calendar to it and even more. What's also quite nice is Nextcloud has a quite powerful workflow engine, and this allows you to trigger certain actions when a file gets uploaded, for example. For example, in the workflow engine, you can say, if a file was uploaded to this project folder, then send a message to this and that chat room, and maybe even mention this and that person. So you can directly combine this the chat room and your file functionality to that people get notified in the room when a new file was updated, modified, and so on. And you can model their quite powerful workflows. What you also can do is you can write bots for Nextcloud, simple scripts which will be executed with a specific comment. So you can, for example, create polls to ask users about their feedback. We have a bot which queries Wikipedia, so you can, if you have this bot enabled, you can // Wikipedia, anything you want to know, and you get the result back. But there are many more things you could think about. For example, if you get a message which you want to turn into a to-do list, to-do item, you could create a comment which turns a message into our deck project management into a card for your to-do list. Or you could, for example, turn a message into a calendar entry. So you can write all the bots you want with Nextcloud. And of course, this not only happens on the browser, but we have mobile apps for iOS and Android. These are all native apps. So everything what you can do in the browser can be also done on your mobile phones. You can directly chat, you get notifications, you can call people. And I said before, like because of this push proxy, you even get instance notifications. So people can really start a meeting in a room, and no matter where you are at the moment, your phone or your tablet will notify you. You can join the meeting, and then you are in this meeting and can also watch the screen sharing, watch the video stream, and all this together. Next example is working together on documents. As I said, Nextcloud also has this Office component, so we can integrate OnlyOffice and Collabora online, and for people who really, really want to, we can even integrate Microsoft Office, but I would suggest to stick with one of the other two solutions because they are also free software, of course. If you have this Office components installed, then you can directly in your browser and also on your mobile phones, by the way, open a document and start working on a document together. And there we have the Nextcloud Talk nicely integrated into the sidebar. So if you start working on a document and then together with your friends or colleagues, and at some point you realize, okay, now we should coordinate what we are doing here with this document, you can just open the right-hand sidebar and start chatting with your colleagues. And if you reach the point where you say, okay, now we are typing so much stuff, slowly it gets a bit too cumbersome, let's just have a quick call. You click the join call button, and then on the right sidebar at the top where you see at the moment the preview from the document, there the video streams will show up, and then you have on the right sidebar a video call with your colleagues or with your friends while working together on the document, which is quite powerful and really nice integrated. And as I said before, one of the benefits I see is that you don't have this constant change of from one tool to another tool, which always have a different user experience, has different windows popping up and so on, but it's all nicely integrated. You don't have to learn something new or adjust your mindset for the new way of the other tool works. It's all nicely integrated. And we also have, for example, a Markdown editor. What you see is what you get Markdown editor in Nextcloud, where you can also work collaboratively on it. So also multiple people can open this at the same time, edit a Markdown file. You also see the multiple cursors in there moving around, adding to stuff. And also there you can, on the right sidebar, directly start chatting with the people to discuss what you are doing here. Start a video call. Now here in the screenshot you see how the video call looks like with the video streams. It's all nicely integrated. What I really like, because I use it also every day during my work, is how we integrated meetings with the other calendar functionality. Everybody who is in the position who has to set up meetings from time to time know how cumbersome this is, right? First, you send around emails asking people, do you have time for this meeting, so on, and then you go to your meeting tool.